Port Moody voters will go to the polls on October 15 to elect a new city council in the 2022 municipal election. Voters who turn out to cast a ballot will be electing a new mayor, six councillors and two trustees with School District 43's, SD 43, Board of Education. Following the September 9 nomination deadline, 20 people will be campaigning for the positions in the weeks to come. For many, civic politics doesn't have the excitement and the drama of provincial and federal politics, but those who pay attention to local news will see that municipal politicians shape the way the city looks and feels. From the types of housing, to recreation facilities, policing, traffic, garbage pickup, even dog parks, and more, elected officials hold a lot of sway. You can vote on your top issue in our poll below. Port Moody Council has had its ups and downs since 2018, despite the global pandemic that shut facilities and turned meetings into virtual live stream events. Earlier this year, council was able to notch the increased property tax down to 4.71%, originally proposed at 7.81%. As well, Port Moody welcomed back many successful events to bring a boost to its tourism sector, such as Ribfest. It's also worth noting the City of the Arts also approved the opening of a third cannabis dispensary in November 2021 in expanding opportunity for local businesses. As for what the future holds for the next council, there may be more items to check off a list that's likely to include completing a climate action plan, finding solutions to ease the city's affordable housing crisis, providing more daycare options, finalizing a firm plan for redevelopment near Coronation Park, as well as the city's downtown area around the Moody Center SkyTrain station, potential assessment of a third SkyTrain station. However, the last 4 years also haven't been easy for Port Moody residents. Some recent issues include high housing and food costs, ongoing traffic concerns, pedestrian worries, bears and wildlife accessing garbage for unnatural food attractants. While we don't know what this year's civic election will bring, we know there are likely many issues on voters' minds. The following is a poll that will assist us in our coverage in the coming weeks.